This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're with Christian Jagan. How are you, Christian?
Great, Robert. Thanks for having me on the show today.
And Christian is the CEO of the famous Pez Candy Company. Everyone's heard of Pez. They've seen them around everywhere. Talk about, as CEO, what is the brand to you?
The brand to me is novelty candy. It's fun. It's exciting. We work with some of the best licensing partners in the business, and really what we want to do is we want to bring joy to our consumers, whether they're children or parents or the collector community in general.
Now, it's different. Any store you go in, you see the different characters. Just talk about the emergence. I know the candy company came out in 1927, and it was actually to stop smoking, right?
That's correct. So the original product was developed to curb smoking. It was a peppermint product, hence the name Pez, because in German the word Pfefferminz is actually peppermint. So the name Pez is, you know, derived from the name Pfefferminz.
Interesting. And it started in health, but if you look now, people talk about obesity, they talk about candies. I was amazed because I saw in a whole pack, there's only like 35 calories. That's not one Pez, that's a whole package. If one kid was to eat one, so a kid would need to eat like 10 packs to get what they do from a candy bar or something.
That's correct. So the advantage of giving your child a Pez product is, one, it has a novelty, fun dispenser it can play with, it can keep for a long time, it can collect, it can interact with. And then the other advantage is the caloric content, which you just mentioned. 35 calories can, you know, be I don't want to use the term healthy, but it can be a relatively low caloric treat.
So I want you to really talk through the history of the company and what was most exciting. You came here from gummy bears, and, you know, what drove you to want to join Pez?
Pez has a long history as a branded company. When I joined Pez, that was part of the reason I wanted to come on board. I worked for a, you know, well-known branded gummy manufacturer for years prior to this. So the branded name, the association, the positive feeling that people have about a brand was very important to me in making the decision to come to Pez. It has a long-standing history as being a collectible, and they're just fun, great products for everyone to enjoy.
So talk about when you first came here, your first day. You've been with Gummy Bear, I think you left office president, and what was your first day at Pez like?
Well, it's a different business than what I'm used to. I come more from the consumable side. A gummy bear today is a consumable. It's purchased, you know, as a regular purchase transaction when somebody goes to a store. Pez is, you know, an impulse item. So people don't typically go into a store with Pez on their shopping list. They go into a store, they see the fun products, they see a license they like. They, you know, it's mainly an impulse buy where they want to take it home and provide joy to the child they're giving it to.
So that's very different from a marketing standpoint. How do you approach it?
Correct. So you need to keep things fun, innovative, attractive, colorful, true to the licensed product that you're working with. It's, you know, it, it, it needs to attract attention to be picked up and consumed. It's not something, as I said before, that's on a shopping list that you're going to buy on a regular basis.
It says, Robert Reese on the CEO Show, we interview the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Christian Jagan, who is the CEO of Pez Candy Company. And we're talking about a different type of company that really is a license type build company. So when it really started, I know that, like, for example, with Disney, you were actually Disney's second licensed product in the world.
That is correct. So in the late 40s, we started to license product. The first licensed product that we did was a Popeye dispenser. And then after that, the next licensed product was a Disney product. We pride ourselves that we've worked with our licensors, especially Disney, since the late 40s, early 50s, behind, you know, Donald Duck orange juice, Pez candy. A Pez dispenser was the second Disney license actually given out.
And how do you view the business of licensing? It's very different than just being, like in gummy bears, being a dispenser for a consumer product.
That's correct. So the main thing to keep in mind from a licensing perspective is we really are partners of our licensing companies that we work with. So we have to work very closely with all of the large companies that we work with in developing the dispensers. The likenesses on the dispensers have to be true to the images that they've created. So, you know, you can't make a Mickey Mouse that doesn't look the way that Disney envisions a Mickey Mouse to look. And that can be a challenge, but it's also the fun part of the business, honestly.
So who makes those artistic decisions?
So the way it typically works is you sign a contract with a licensor, then you decide on which properties you want to introduce. You
When I say you decide, is it their marketing team? Is it your team? How does that work?
It really is a cooperation. So with, you know, what we call traditional dispensers, like a Mickey Mouse, it's almost generally agreed upon. When you're looking at more movie-related content, so if a new movie is coming out, we will speak to the licensors and say, please, you know, share your information with us on what are the primary characters that are going to be featured in that movie. And then it really is a...
Is that before release ever?
It's definitely before release, because we have a production time from the day my team typically starts working on a project that can range anywhere from 6 to 9 months to develop the dispenser.
Oh, so you're definitely signing NDAs on everything. You have a lot of hot information.
We typically know what content is coming out. We know what the storylines are to some extent. They can't share everything because they don't want the information leaked out. You know, there's lots of examples of movie plots being leaked out in the industry, and you don't want that to happen. So we work very closely with them, but there is, you know, lots of NDAs and things involved.
Okay, so, you know, I remember watching that movie Stand By Me, which everyone loved, and they said, what's your favorite food, and what'd they say? Pez.
Cherry Pez. So Cherry Pez was featured prominently in that movie. It's also, today, still our most popular flavor, believe it or not. We have, you know, new flavors that we introduce to market on a regular basis, but Cherry Pez still is...
What's your favorite flavor?
I actually like sour green apple, so I...
Sour green apple? Wow, that's the German side. I never would have pictured that.
That's correct. So I have... anybody that knows me knows I have a sweet tooth. I eat my fair share of candy. But I also like sour candy.
But at least it's only like two to three calories per one, so you could make it okay.
That's correct. That's if I'm eating Pez. I do have to admit I eat other confectionery product, having been in the industry for 20 years.
So let's talk about innovation. And so you're talking about different flavors. How do you know what flavors are going to work? And do you do it geographically, where you're saying different geographies are going to want different flavors?
typically we don't base anything on geography. Mm-hmm. It's really based on mass consumption, mm-hmm. like it is with most confectionery companies. We look at market trends. Sour's been a hot market trend in the mm-hmm. confectionery industry for a number of years. It continues to be very strong. One of the things we're seeing now is seasonal flavors are very big.
Mm-hmm.
So you will see most of the large companies doing products like sugar cookie or pumpkin spice and things like that. We have to make sure that it fits within our product assortment, because more than likely a child's not going to want to eat pumpkin spice Pez, but they will want to eat sugar cookie Pez.
And I know that Santa Claus is your most popular of any, so I bet that the sugar cookie goes well with that.
Correct. So about 35% of our overall company volume is done in seasonal products. The other remainder is done in the licensing products. Santa Claus has been and always probably will be our best-selling dispenser.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to find out about, there's a fascinating B2B side to business, and you'll also hear about Christian's leadership philosophy. Back in a few.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here with Christian Jagan, who is the CEO of the famous Pez Candy Company. So, everyone sees your dispensers, and we were just in the interactive area with tons of kids today in Connecticut watching this. But what a lot of people don't know is that you have a customized B2B business that you actually sell to companies, and they will make their own unique Pez.
Correct. So we have, or we work closely with other businesses that have either mascots or logos, and they would like to use those mascots and logos on a Pez dispenser.
So I'm thinking that must be fascinating. Now, is it mostly for like the kids of the employees of the family?
It can be, you know, used in various ways. Sometimes they're used as corporate giveaways for functions or events. Sometimes they're used as gifts with purchases where the company will give away the dispenser. And sometimes, you know, they have large conventions and things that they want.
I'm imagining from a branding perspective, have you ever heard anything from companies that you've worked with about how it impacts their brand recognition and the positivity of the brand?
We have not, but in general, we do have several of our customers that come back that will reorder. We are currently working with a company that ordered a large quantity from us before. They come back. You know, I would imagine that they wouldn't necessarily come back if it didn't achieve the positive, fun thing they were hoping it would.
That's pretty exciting. So now I know with the brand, isn't there a Pez movie or something coming out?
There has been some discussions on a Pez movie that has hit, you know, the internet. Things do get out. It's no secret with the success of the Lego movie. We like Lego. Are a brand with a long tradition, so I think it would translate into a movie or a television show very nicely. So there has been some discussion on that front, yes.
Yeah, well, you also have like 44 bricks. When you look at your logo, it's actually 44 bricks, just like Lego has those bricks. So there are more similarities.
Correct.
So, but yours are better tasting than Lego.
I haven't tried a Lego recently, so I would have to agree with you. Yes, it's an iconic shape for us. We're known for the dispenser shape, but we're also known for the candy shape.
And there's also a rumor going around about stores in Austria and things like that. Is that just rumors, or is there some truth to that?
We have a visitor center store here in Connecticut. In Austria, there was just a store opened at the Vienna airport. So that's the only store I can tell you of today. Pez, like every other, you know, company, evaluates whether it makes sense to open our own stores. There's a lot of confectionery companies that have their own stores.
And how's that doing in an airport? That must be great for the kids if, you know, you have a long flight delay and you have some young kids.
It's doing very well, and you know, as busy people that travel a lot, you and I both know that sometimes you're on your way back from a trip and you've forgotten that gift for that someone special. You pick up your wife some perfume in duty free, and you know the kids' options sometimes aren't that great. So I think it's a good alternative for us.
it's like you can't lose. You can't, if you know what products they like, what movies they like, you can't lose.
Correct. Plus, let's be honest, you have a captive audience, so.
Exactly. There you go. So this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We're speaking with the CEO of Pez. And we want to go in, we've got 5 minutes left, talk about leadership philosophy, lessons you've learned the way, you were at Gummy Bears for about 18 years, challenges you faced and what you learned from there that brought you to the level of being a CEO. So tell me about something, a lesson that you learned in business, maybe from your parents, maybe from...
I was raised by a single mother after a divorce. So one of the important things that, you know, she always taught me was to lead by example. I know that sounds very, you know, generic and very plain, but I think it holds true to lead by example. Make your employees feel that you understand the challenges they have. So that's very important to me. I also am very hands-on, where, you know, we are a company with, you know, here in Connecticut, 150 employees. But if things need to get done, it's almost like running a family business. Everybody needs to pitch in, including myself. And I think that's served me well over the years.
But let's talk more generically about your philosophy, because you've spoken about leading by example. Correct. How do you lead a business? You know, you've gone through all sorts of cycles, including the recession of 2009. How do you handle challenges like that in business when you're at the helm?
I think it's important to understand the company's core competencies. You need to realize what the company does and what the company is known for. And you need to be very true to that, I think, when you're looking at the challenges you're facing. So it's, again, it sounds very, very plain, but, you know, understand what your business is about and stick to that.
Where do you personally go to learn? Do you read books? Do you meet people? Do you go to conventions? You know, as CEO, you have to always learn, right? Because you have to keep advancing the company.
Correct. So the interesting thing about the confectionery industry is that the confectionery industry is a very tight-knit industry. We have conventions, we have, you know, meetings, we have forums that are put on by the confectionery industry. And believe it or not, we are friendly with our, you know, strongest competitors. We all get along. Everybody has a business to run, yet the camaraderie inside the confectionery industry is very, very strong. So the CEOs, even of competing companies, will have dinner together and will swap, you know, stories of what's worked and what hasn't worked. It's very different than what I've heard from, you know, people that I know in other industries where you don't have that camaraderie.
And what's your advice to entrepreneurs? We've over 500,000 listening and people own their businesses. What advice would you have to them on growing their business?
You need to be true to the business and true to the product.
It's you just got to be true to the product. And final question, you've got 15 seconds left. What is the future of Pez?
The future of Pez is to innovate and to continue to be relevant. You know, in today's business, especially in the confectionery industry and with children today, innovation needs to be at the forefront of every business. Core business is a dispenser, but that doesn't mean you can't innovate that dispenser. We did some interesting things last year by adding lights and sounds to some of the dispensers. And that should be the way of the future for us.
Great having you on the CEO Show.
Thank you very much.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
welcome to the Transformational CEO Forum. I'm Robert Reese with my co-host Ganesh, and we're here today with Jim McCann, who is the founder and chairman of 1-800-Flowers, which has really transformed the entire industry. But let's start out talking about transformation with you as a youth. What were some of the experiences you went through and lessons you learned that shaped your thinking?
Well, I guess I have about 6 or 7 hours to fill that in. If I look back and try and pick out the big things that come to mind right away, the family I grew up in. I'm the oldest of 5 children, parents, working class folks. I grew up in South Queens in New York City, a neighborhood out by Aqueduct Racetrack. My dad was a painting contractor. And I would say what I come away from that is, one is we were a close family, still are a close family. The fact that I have a brother, our middle brother, so it's a boy, girl, boy, girl, boy. The middle brother, Kevin, is developmentally disabled. That had a big influence on our life because he was the centerpiece of our life. You know, we had to take care of him and protect him. And so that had a bearing on all of us growing up. The other thing, my dad was a small businessman. He was a painting contractor in Queens and Brooklyn primarily. And so his philosophy was old enough to walk, old enough to work. The motivation was to keep me from just hanging around on the streets. And so worked a lot. So developed a work ethic, whether you wanted it or not. Mm-hmm. So that was a big influence. The other big influences in terms of the learning on the path I'm still on from a learning point of view is I've only had 2 careers. You know, I've done lots of jobs, but only 2 careers. The first one was by accident. I wound up working in a home for teenage boys. And I started as a living counselor in one of their group homes. And that was transformational for me. I was a very young man. I was only a few months older than the oldest boy in the group home, in the first group home I worked in. And I was really, really bad at the work to begin with and thought about leaving the work. But there was a fellow who ran the agency, a member of a religious order of priests and brothers, who I went to see. I said, I'm going to be leaving this work. I'm really not good at it. And he told me he wasn't going to allow that. That he said, I had a feeling for it, and that all I needed to do was observe people around me who were successful and mimic and develop a plan for myself that took the best of what I saw around me. And I then grew to love the work and did it for a long time. And I moved around. I lived in that group home as a night counselor, the sleepover counselor. Then I ran another group home, then I ran older group homes, and I wound up in the administration of the home. So that was a transformational experience for me because it was all about growth and learning. And I would argue that today, the things I try and put in place in a workplace, whether it's in 1-800-Flowers or in any other company I work with, is some basic principles I learned from those 10 young men, those first couple of years living in those group homes, which is people want to belong. They want to feel like they're part of something. They want to know what the rules are. They want to keep score. They want to, you should pardon the expression, love and be loved. They wanted to feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. They wanted to know how far they could go, and they wanted to have reciprocal relationships. So keep score, have fun along the way, and there had to be some kind of a reasonable payoff. But fun was a key and important ingredient there. So learning that from them is, frankly, the basic rules of what I try and do every day. And it's my delight is when I see someone who doesn't think they could perform to a really high level, because they don't have the credentials or the experience or the background, rise to an extraordinary level. And that's extremely rewarding. But it comes from those years living in and working in those group homes and learning from young men who didn't know they were teaching me.
Oh, very, very fascinating story. Now, you were in the forefront of leveraging technology and injecting it in your what you founded as 1-800-Flowers.
Right.
Could you share with us what were those events which triggered you into introducing something as disruptive as it was in those days? And it continues, the field of course, digital revolution continues. But I would love to hear what was that aha moment? What was the trigger?
I think the aha moment for us was another accident, but we had our antenna up. That is, I went into the flower business as a sideline to supplement my income working in the not-for-profit social work world. And I knew I wanted to be in business. I had, frankly, not given myself a lot of other choices. I wasn't a good student. I didn't go to those fancy schools. Couldn't get into them. They wouldn't even send me an application. So my pathways to opportunity were limited by my own choices, not necessarily good choices. And coming from a small business background, from a family point of view, I was open to that idea. But back then, 40 years ago, we didn't use the term entrepreneur. Didn't know what it meant or how to spell it either. Spelling is still a challenge. But it wasn't a career path of choice. Back then, if you went to the Harvard Business School, I don't think too many people were checking off their future goals as to be an entrepreneur. Not many at all. They all wanted to go into banking and consulting, et cetera. Now it's changed, and I would say probably half of a graduating class from a good business school is considering some kind of a business startup or entrepreneurial endeavor. But back then, no. But I thought I'd build a business. So I opened up a flower shop, not just to be a florist, which I am, but to develop a florist company. So every 6 months, I'd open up another shop. What I found was there was really no economy of scale, that these were really hard businesses to run, very hard to control, and that we were getting worse rather than better with scale. So then when this idea came along for 1-800-Flowers, it was a need we had more than a want. Mm. That is, I thought it was a good idea, and the first attempt at it failed. So I bought the company that had it and the telephone number with the idea of transforming our growth path from one of opening more stores to one of consolidating and providing customers with a new and unique access. So we changed the name of our company from Flora Plenty, our chain, to 800-Flowers. And when I realized people didn't get it was a phone number, because we were the first company whose name was our phone number, we changed it to 1-800-Flowers to help them get it. So that was the first change. And now in the next few years, we transformed our little category by introducing a new technology in an 800 number. Everyone in our category told us no one wants to order on the telephone. They certainly don't want to do it 24 hours a day. They don't want to use a credit card over the telephone. And they don't want a seven-day guarantee on their product. They don't want any of those things. We thought that was wrong, and so we went along that path. Now, 10 years in to our business, we changed our name to 1-800-Flowers. My younger brother, Chris, joins the company out of university, and he's into the new technology. So he's always experimenting around with new things. Now, in a four-year time frame, we changed our industry by embracing a technology, not right. Really a technology. We call it waves. We've been through four waves as a company.
Mm.
First wave, retail stores. Second wave, the 800 number is the primary access modality. But we never threw away the stores. Our franchisees still operate those stores, and they're good businesses. And then the third wave, so Chris is playing around with new technology, and this online world starts to emerge. So in 1991, he has a website up for us. It didn't matter. Nobody cared. Couldn't find you. And then the online world transformed, and AOL and Prodigy were changing the landscape, and we were the first transaction anyone did of any kind on AOL. And then in 1995, Netscape came along, introduced a browser, organized this thing now called the Internet, and really transformed our lives. So the third wave now is the Internet. Stores, the 800 number, and now the Internet. None of the old channels go away, but the new one emerges, which becomes the dominant. The fourth one has hit our beaches, I'd say, in the last 8 or 9 years, which is everything social and everything mobile. And one aids and begets the other.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the fourth wave. And I would argue now that the next wave is even more exciting. And it's not formed yet, but we see it on the horizon coming at us, and it's everything about AI, artificial intelligence and augmented intelligence. And so we were happy during this year to announce some big partnerships, one with Facebook. Facebook introduced the VoiceBot, and we were the first thing you could do on Facebook's bot.
You've 30 seconds till commercial.
Second one we did was... We partnered with Amazon on their Echo platform. First partner they had, first thing you could order on Amazon, not even Amazon, but us. Third was with IBM with their Watson platform with Gwyn, and some partnerships with Uber. So we're seeing that fifth wave emerge now, and it's all about AI, and it's very exciting.
We're about to take a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about the future and what the fifth wave will look like. Back in a few.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hi, we're back on the Transformational CEO Forum with Jim McCann, 1-800-Flowers. He was talking about the five waves of business. Ganesh, go ahead. I know you've a question.
You know, the vocabulary which you used somehow was very fascinating because you didn't describe it as stages which have a sense of permanence. You described it as waves.
Mm-hmm.
You have also described how you are moving from into an ecosystem by partnering with others. Which tells me that there is a culture of experimentation which seemed to exist within your business and which you are espousing. And so could you give us a perspective apart from those waves also, how do you ensure that it gets into your company, this culture of experimentation and this concept of impermanence, right?
Well, I think because we were so surprised that with no money and a lack of a plan, we were able to transform our sleepy little category with just the introduction of the 800 number. It surprised us. We couldn't believe it.
Right.
So we always had our radar up now saying, what's going to come next? Who's going to disrupt us? Well, if we can be disrupted, and we certainly just demonstrated that a category can be disrupted, let's make sure we're the disruptor. So I think by example... And people are looking, what do you choose to punish? What do you choose to celebrate? What do you reward? Those are the signals. We only have, as business leaders, we only have a few dials in front of us that influence, can't control the culture, but influence culture. What do you celebrate? What do you reward? What do you punish? Who do you hire? Who do you fire? And what do you do by example, by leadership? So Chris, being the technology leader of the company, my younger brother, who now runs the company, he's always pushing for what's coming through the pipeline, and everyone knows you're expected to have an idea or a point of view. What's next? What's coming? And we celebrate our failures. And we talk about the 50 different technology platforms we tried, literally 50, before we isolated our activities around the Internet. But we tried a lot of things. And we have walls of stories and examples of things we failed with. So it's all about, you know, trying to fester a culture of being early, having fun, even if you don't succeed, celebrating those things, and make sure we learn from them.
But you know, you were so articulate and how you described the, and one of the big challenges that CEOs and companies face is confronting the reality of creative destruction.
Mm-hmm.
While they are aware, but they quickly go into denial mode because simply they believe that this is my cash cow and I don't want to destruct it.
Mm-hmm.
While you're not making a big deal out of it, many companies have failed because they have not done what you are doing in your business. What are your tips for them?
I think it's still a struggle in any business. And the larger you are and the bigger the cash flow, it depends on your organizational structure. It depends on your ownership structure. It depends on your capital structure, how much risk you can take. So for a small company, it's easy to take risk, easier for us to take risk because we had less to lose. And the fact that we didn't have money in the beginning made us very thrifty about if we can only do two things out of 20, let's really turn the dial on which two we try. Now, at the beginning of the recession, I don't know if you read about that, but there was a recession,
right?
2008, 2009, 2010. And we had, I think we were tracking 17 different developmental projects. Now, we were always profitable throughout that period, but for the first time in our career history, we had 2 years that our sales went backwards. So we remained comfortably profitable, but we had to look around and say, okay, which of these 17 projects should we eliminate? We don't have the bandwidth to do it now. And we settled on 4, and 2 of them were social and mobile, because we were just convinced that these two emerging disruptions were going to change our world. And so we doubled down on those bets, and it's since paid off. And now we're doing the same thing with AI. It'll be a long time before those things paid off. But what we realize is we're a retailer of products and services that help you express and connect. So we're a floral and gift company. We are not a technology company, but we do embrace technology, and we try and make it a part of our lives and use it constantly to disrupt. That's why we partner, Ganesh. Amazon is a much bigger development budget than we do. Facebook has a much bigger. So let's make sure that we're a culture of experimentation. Let's make sure we reward and celebrate that experimentation. And let's be a company that's very good to partner with.
Now we're up to a rapid fire round. I'm going to mention a word, and you just say the one word or one phrase that comes to your mind. Virtual reality.
Exciting, confusing, not quite sure how it'll impact us yet, but clearly it's coming through the, you know, we don't have to be technologists. It's coming through the pipe.
Digital disruption.
Constant.
Digital today.
Exciting.
Digital 2050.
Can't imagine.
Customer.
Demanding.
Culture.
All important.
Cognitive.
Moving from us to them.
Oh, there you go. So let's now go into, we have a lot of people who are aspiring CEOs. They want to become CEOs. Some CEOs want to become better. You went
from... Is that true?
Some.
That people want to be CEOs anymore?
Yes, yeah. It is true. A lot of people that we meet, they want ownership. They want to create new value that wasn't there. There's a huge drive throughout the whole world in wanting that. Definitely true.
They all want to be Ganesh?
Yeah, they all want to be Ganesh. So here's a question. What advice do you have to aspiring CEOs throughout the world? And you could really elaborate on this.
I'm presupposing that I know. I would say that the most important skill or awareness for a business leader to have is that they're leaders, not just doers. The bigger the organization, the less you do, the more you lead, right?
Yeah.
You don't do anything anymore, Ganesh, except try and touch those dials.
That's right.
Make sure we're pointed in the right direction, that people feel like they're a part of something, because your skill in that world isn't any more doing. It's creating an environment where others do.
It's so true, because, you know, I'm in IT services business and I don't know how to program.
Mm-hmm.
So even if I attempted, I would mess it up. So it's an expression which I haven't heard before, but it's so true. Because ultimately, our role is about dealing with ambiguity and walking on a path which hasn't been walked on before by taking our people, our customers, the whole ecosystem along. I hope and wish that many people think like you of creative destruction, because that would lead us to be very successful from moving from analog world to the new digital world.
I was so excited. We're a family business. We started as a family business. We still have my sister still part-time with us. My brother Chris runs the company, and I have a son.
And you've 30 seconds left.
And I was so encouraged to see him approach me the day before Thanksgiving. He'd just been working on a project, and he said, I think we should set up other brands that compete with us in different directions, and I think it should be a half a dozen of them. I'm sitting there saying, he gets it.
And on that inspirational note, great having you. A pleasure, Jim.
Always a pleasure with you, Robert. Ganesh, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.